I suppose I think I'm going to be cast away on a desert island in the Pacific. I never really think of the Atlantic, which is the ocean on whose shores I was born, you could practically say, because Limerick is only really the River Shannon flows into the Atlantic Ocean and its tidal as far as Limerick. So my roots are really by the Atlantic, and the Pacific is exotic. So it was a big surprise to me when I went to see South Pacific for the first time in a proper professional production. It was in Bath. I lived in Bath for 5 years. And I went to the Theatre Royal in Bath, and I was by myself, and I sat down on this particular occasion, I sat down in the stalls. And the lights stayed on and the music started to play. And I thought, what's going on here? And people around me were still talking, chatting away, and the lights were still up. The orchestra was playing. And I was in a state of mild shock. You see, I'd got so programmed into going to opera where the lights go down and everybody keeps quiet during the overture that nothing had prepared me for South Pacific and for musicals. And in a way, I'd kind of been brought up on musicals because the Crescentian players, They were the school performances of Rodgers and Hammerstein, Oklahoma, South Pacific, maybe even The King and I, and even Doyle Cart. I'm jumping around now because I'm thinking of all the bit of experience I had with musicals before I went to this particular South Pacific. Hair was the big one, and I very nearly took Hair with me to the desert island, but I didn't. I decided instead to go with this particular musical because it shocked me. No joking. It completely shocked me. I mean, I love the music from South Pacific, and I had seen it before, but when I saw it in Bath, live in the theatre, and the particular piece of music that I'm going to play you, which is by a million miles the shortest piece of music I'm going to play on for any one of my Desert Island discs, when that came on, I was riveted. The hair stood on the back of my neck. I had never heard lyrics like that. I'd always associated, you know, Oklahoma and all the musicals, probably incorrectly, with being kind of light. I never thought that they addressed, you know, very serious themes in a right between the eyes way. And when you listen to the words of this song, when you imagine it being enacted on the stage, and the story that lies behind it, you've got to be carefully taught, has to be, in my mind, some of the most concentrated, powerful bits of writing of lyrics that I've ever come across. And it's a relatively simple tune and melody, but my goodness, it's one of the most powerful pieces that I know. So I want it with me on the desert island, in case this desert island is inhabited by people who are very different from me, and who might have different shaped eyes, different shaped skin, might have a different personality, and all the differences there might be. Because this song deals with that. And as a father, it speaks to me. As a parent, it speaks to me. What do we teach our children? And this is why it's such an important piece of drama. Yes, you've got to be carefully taught.
National Conference of Christians and Jews have the help of Richard Rodgers at the piano and Oscar Hammerstein in setting the mood of Brotherhood Week with one of their famous tunes.
In the second act of South Pacific, a young American Navy nurse explaining her race prejudice says, "I can't help this. This is emotional. It's born in me." And the second character, the man who is losing her because of this prejudice, shouts his protest. "I do not believe this. I do not believe these things are born in you." And a third character, a young Marine lieutenant, played by my friend here, Bill Tabbert, says,
"It's not born in you. It happens after you're born. You've got to be taught to hate and fear. You've got to be taught from year to year. It's got to be drummed in your dear little ear. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught to be afraid of people whose eyes are oddly made, and people whose skin is a different shade. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught before it's too late, before you are six or seven or eight.